Zach's day-to-day, we'll see how he comes in tomorrow. So he's back on the ice, but we're not 100% sure. We should have a pretty good feel by tomorrow morning. Vanner feels good, so he's on the ice and he's strong. It's just, like, a matter of him getting cleared to play. I have no issues with his conditioning or his work level. We tested him yesterday and still in better shape than 90% of the guys in the league. So, you know, when he gets that clearance, we'll sit down, have a chat, see if he feels he's ready to go. And if he is, he'll be. I guess what we can do with Evander is list him as day-to-day now instead of anything longer.
Is it important for him to get practices in, or are you okay with him just going out?
No, he got through a pretty good tug there. We put him through physical contact. It's almost put him through more of a controlled situation. And because of our schedule, it's going to be real tough to manufacture that practice for him. So we trust the healing and the off-ice work. And he's been on the ice enough. He's an unusual athlete. He's just so fit that, and his recovery time even now is fantastic, that we're not worried about the fatigue slowing him down. With him, if he feels ready to go, he's ready to go.
What are you seeing in your club, Paul, in the last couple of games? It seems to have always had these real peaks and valleys with confidence.
Yeah.
So what does two wins do?
Well, it lets you talk on the ice naturally instead of forcing it. You know, the guys are having some fun being around each other, and the energy level gets up. I think it's important. That's why you have to have stretches of good hockey. You need that psychological boost, and you're excited to come back to the rink. And we've played some pretty solid hockey too, so there's a better buy-in on the game plan.
When you get to a point where you want this team to be, do the peaks and valleys become less pronounced?
Not in Canada. No, I mean, that's part of what we deal with, and it's something you have to learn how to work through. You know, the losses usually aren't as bad as they feel at the time, and the wins aren't quite as great. You know, so you go back through the game and you have an honest assessment of your game and keep building. I even when early on when we were struggling, I wasn't particularly worried about the offense, believe it or not. It's just the other parts of our game that cost us offense and gave the other team defense. We need to be able to win a game like we did against Colorado. I think there's a real payoff to playing well in the third period at 1-1. That's a real good sign for our team. Probably the thing I'm most pleased with now is we got into a comfort level, gave up the first goal last night. We weren't playing very well, but there still seemed to be quite a bit of confidence on the bench that we were going to be all right.
Paul, you talked a bit last night about the effect that Michael Frelick's had on playing that line with Ladd and Little. Could you just expand on that a bit?
Well, he does a lot of really good things, and one of them, it happened three times in the game last night, is off a forecheck that we couldn't get puck control. He reloads or back pressures back up in the ice. It allows the D to keep a real tight gap, which means that puck wasn't going all the way down to our end, and they stayed back on it. And most of the offense, you know, we're getting some greasy goals now around the net, but that's the way that Ladd and Little produce their numbers a lot. It's off a turnover, quick play, and it's in the back of the net. And Mike's really adept at doing that, real smart defensively, knows when to chip it out, knows when to make a play. And they feel that. I mean, there is chemistry there. They feel that when they're together, they can play against the other team's best, and you can see that confidence come out in them.
What's your thoughts on New Jersey? Obviously, they had a tough one last night, sitting right above that 500 mark right now.
Yeah, you know what? In all the games that they play, I think they come out of the gate strong, and they still look, even though they're running different systems now, they still look in a lot of ways like New Jersey. They've got some quickness up front. There's some young guys on the blue line that can get the puck to the net. When Snyder's on, he looks like Brodeur in terms of what he gives you. So we're going to expect their best. They had a tough one the other night, so they'll be focused and ready to go here.
Would you like to get Michael Hutchison one of these next three games?
Yes, yeah, I would. I like Pav's game. I went back and watched the video. There were some bad breaks on him, a couple of good breaks on him, but he made some really good saves in there. So he's feeling good. We're on every second day right now. He's in a good rhythm. We can give him some rest. But, yeah, it's almost going past those games because we've got three more on the other side of the back-to-back. So I would like to, yes.